Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that glorious and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because Jesus Christ will satisfy that hunger and that thirst of the human spirit. O beloved, how wonderful to know the truth and to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, we belong to him if we put our faith and trust in him. If we've come to that place where we acknowledged that we are a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we've come to that place where we realize we cannot save ourselves, that the flesh cannot save itself from sin because it is permeated and infected with sin. It cannot get rid of sin, and the best the flesh can do is as filthy rags in the sight of God, we're told in the book of Isaiah. Oh, beloved, that's why we need a Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on that old rugged cross, was buried, and 3 days later arose, conquering death, Satan, sin, and hell for you and for me. That if we would put our faith and trust in him and accept him as Savior, we might be born again by the Holy Spirit of God, born into the family of God. And know the joy, the peace, the salvation, the deliverance, the forgiveness that is all available through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this new birth blessing of eternal life. Oh, beloved, having died to sin, we became alive unto Christ, and we have life eternal now. I'm never going to die, beloved. This body I use is going to die, but it's just my old earth suit. God's going to give me an incorruptible body, a body that will never decay, a body that will be immune to sin, a body that will be righteous and holy and usable to the honor, glory, and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, what a glorious future we have in store. And so we're reading here in Romans 6, verse 2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And where are we dead to sin, you might ask? It's in our spirit. Remember our diagram of 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that man is holy, spirit, soul, and body, made in the likeness and image of God, as Genesis 1:26 points out. God is triune, and he's made man a triune being. And when we accept Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so it's our spiritual part that's born again by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's why 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us our body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, because in our spirit we are righteous and pure and clean and holy, and this body becomes a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit of God. And so, beloved, in our spirit, we are justified and declared righteous. Thus, verse 11 through 13, likewise, this is Romans 6, 11 through 13, likewise, reckon, consider, accept the fact, ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. We've died unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, yes, beloved, through faith in Christ, we've become alive unto God. We've died unto sin. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. We've already discussed Romans 7, in our mortal body is indwelling sin. We're going to discuss it again, beloved, because I want you to get this truth. For years, I did not recognize this truth. I'd read it, but it didn't sink into my mind. It didn't sink into my understanding that sin indwells this old fleshly body, and that's why it has to die. But my spirit is righteous and pure and clean once I've received Jesus as my Savior, and I am holy and justified and righteous in my spirit and in the sight of God. Oh, beloved, and so I do not have to let sin reign in my mortal body. I have the power, the Holy Spirit's power, to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. I will obey Jesus. I will walk in the truth. I will not lean to my own understanding, but in all my ways I will acknowledge Jesus Christ and let Him direct my path. Let Him guide my steps. Let Him be Lord of every situation and of every circumstance. And so he says, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore. He says, let not, beloved. You don't have to let it rule and reign in your life. You and I, as children of God, washed in the blood of Jesus, are more than conquerors. We do not have to let sin rule and reign in our life. We are righteous. We are holy. We are pure. We are clean. And so we are a new creation. And we do not have to yield to sin. We do not have to give in to its evil cravings. We do not have to yield to its sinful appetites and its lustful ways. As Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things, what things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. That's the way the world looks at us and sees us fit for death. And that's the religion of death. The Muslim religion is a religion of death. But, beloved, it wants to put us to death. That religion does. But, beloved, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. More than conquerors, beloved, through Jesus Christ, so that we do not have to yield to sin. We do not have to give in to its evil appetites, to its carnal cravings, to its sensual ways, but more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, beloved, we do not have to yield to the flesh with indwelling sin. What then shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Verse 15 of Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? Beloved, who are you going to yield to? Are you going to yield to the sin that indwells your body? Are you going to yield to the Holy Spirit that indwells your spirit? Oh, yes, beloved. Verse 17, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. Past tense, beloved, that was in the past. We as children of God were servants of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. That form of doctrine, what was the form of doctrine? Baptism, beloved. Baptism pictures the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we're baptized after we've accepted Jesus as Savior. As Matthew 28 and 29, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and teach all people, all nations." And what are we to teach them? The gospel of Jesus Christ. And then baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved, that's the form of doctrine that we've obeyed, and we've thus been set free from the bondage of sin, being then made free from sin, verse 18. You see, beloved, we're free from sin. We do not have to live under its control. Yes, we will sin as long as we're in this physical body, because that has indwelling sin, and as long as we're in this body, we're going to be sinning in the body. But, beloved, in our spirit, we're righteous, and we're pure, and we're justified, and we're holy. And so, beloved, being then made free from sin, we're free from its control, we're free from its condemnation. Romans 8 tells us that, therefore, we've been justified, and we're not condemned, because we're declared righteous through faith. Therefore, now no condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. We're not condemned because God looks at our spirit and sees the Holy Spirit dwelling there, and that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin, that we're justified and pure and righteous in God's sight. And so, beloved, we do not have to yield to sin. We do not have to give in to its control. We do not have to allow it to rule and reign in this mortal body. But then, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Oh yes, beloved, servants of righteousness, walking in the light as Christ is in the light, for He is the light of the world. And so we walk in the light and are reflectors of the light. Even as the moon reflects the light of the sun, so we are to reflect Jesus Christ, to let people see Him in and through us. That's why Romans 8, 28 and 29 is true. Until next time, goodbye.